In 50 years of marriage, many of those working together, the Sarashes say they have remained on the cutting edge of the fashion business by being open to change, expecting the unexpected, and always putting something away for the future, just in case. Despite numerous attempts at rest, relaxation, and retirement, Tony and Deborah Sarasia are instead back doing what they know best by providing top-notch service to their customers, some of whom represent the second or third generation of loyal North Bay families to entrust their special occasion fashion needs to the Sarashes, and temporarily shifting their business model to help COVID-19 brides say yes to the dress in an evolving industry with dramatically altered supply timelines. For a small business that sources materials from, and ships to, various locales around the world, the precarious state of the supply chain has forced their Main Street East shop, Unforgettable, to change its focus and become a bridal gown outlet for the month. "What we do here," observes Deborah, "is we try to make things as easy as possible for our customers. Service," Tony adds as he emerges from the alteration room with various lengths of thread affixed to his clothing. "We service what we sell," Deborah finishes for her husband. The Sarashes are clearing stock in anticipation of their back-ordered inventory finally arriving in Canada. They are even showcasing gowns from other outlets hoping to do the same. "There is going to come a time when the choke on the supply eases, but for brides and their wedding parties looking to get outfitted for upcoming nuptials, the best-case scenario due to the supply issues might be to buy off the rack and have alterations made in-house." Vendors in China, India and Myanmar are all facing pandemic-related delays, while the latter situation is exacerbated by political unrest. This affects the supply of many materials needed to create bridal gowns. The Sarashes admit the pandemic has been rough while operating at half their usual sales volume, on average. But, that's where the planning ahead comes into play. Most bridal shops operate on a month-to-month basis. "We've been in business for so long, and not always as just a bridal shop. We've learned you have to have a reserve," notes Deborah. "When we do our buys, we make sure whatever we are buying, we set aside the money to pay for it when it comes in. We also have a reserve for emergencies. We've been through two recessions and several downturns in the economy over the course of the 50 years we've been here." Deborah tells Beta Day the pandemic has caused a ripple effect for businesses who rely on typical shipping options. "Gathering limits mean fewer factory workers and dock workers in one place, forcing shipping companies to rely on a fraction of their usual workforce. Throw in the delays in the Suez Canal earlier this year and it's anyone's guess when orders will be fulfilled." For Unforgettable and others in the industry, not only have staples such as buttons, lace, and other fabrics been delayed by months, inventory expected for spring has not yet arrived. Deborah says many factories have closed as companies shut their doors permanently. She says the industry is changing daily. While it was normal to have a 16 to 20 week delivery for maids and mothers' gowns and 6 to 8 months for bridal gowns, those timelines have in many instances been doubled, Deborah shares. Over the years, Sarasia's manufactured its own line of bridal and bridesmaids' gowns plus formal gowns for mothers while outfitting customers in Russia, the Caribbean, South America, Europe and all over North America. Not only have the timelines widened, but Deborah also estimates costs have increased by 20-30% and may go even higher as producers struggle to adjust to the reality that COVID-19 has produced. The Sarashes know the pandemic can only deter brides eager to get married in the gown of their dreams for so long. "With more things opening up, more brides are getting married," says Deborah. "We've had brides come in on a Wednesday that were getting married on Friday. We have them coming in on Friday that are getting married on Monday. We are trying to fit everyone in as we are still operating by appointment only."